Tell me, friend.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open to texts only, 844-967-2789. Phone lines are still a little snafu. They're being fixed, but for now, text us as 844-967-2789. Luke will read your question on the air, and I will acknowledge you for having sent it in and respond. No subject is off limits, as you know. So look forward to hearing from you. Lot to talk about. You know, every time I get on this show, I will say that Voss has done some skullduggery that even I wouldn't believe. I always say that. I always mean it. It's always true. And every day something else comes up. Here is the skullduggery. This is unbelievable. There have been problems with the unemployment comp system in this state. There have been delays in claims because we have an antiquated computer system and because the systems are antiquated and they need to be upgraded. That takes some money. The Republicans viciously attacked the Evers administration for alleged incompetence in not dealing with the issue. So Evers dealt with the issue. He put in his budget $15 million to improve the administration of unemployment compensation claims and $80 million to modernize the computer system. Everybody yelled at him for not modernizing the computer system. He said, I am going to modernize the computer system. You have to buy new equipment. You have to train people so that there are no delays in unemployment comp. And so $80 million is what it's going to cost. Anybody out listening to the show who works in an office or for a company, you know that your computers get updated every once in a while. You think that happens for nothing? You think that the people that sell that computer equipment are just big-hearted and giving it to you for free? No, they're not. It gets put out for competitive bidding in the state. We have excellent, excellent controls on that. And this is a fairly low price. $80 million for new computer system, $15 million to improve the administration, more personnel, training, and a lot of other things. Okay. What did Voss and the Republicans do? They said no. They took it out of the budget. They are not going to send a budget back to Evers that has any money to modernize the computer system that they criticized him for not modernizing and demanded that he modernize. And so he said, yeah, right, I'm going to modernize it. And then $15 million to improve the administration of it. They said no. But I'd tell you what they did do. They are sneaky. They are very sneaky. They're saboteurs. They put in drug testing. Everybody who puts in for unemployment comp has to be drug tested. Evers, of course, will veto that line item. Luke, it looks like we have a text. Who's on the line?
Yeah, we do have a text, and my one notion to what you were just talking about is it really seems like all the Republican decrying the outdated unemployment system and saying, oh, it's Evers' fault for all these benefits being delayed and everything like that just kind of sounded like a lot of crocodile tears if they didn't want to actually solve the problem by updating the unemployment system. So
yeah, they just want to ruin a Democratic administration. That's all they care about.
Yep, they like to place the blame and never take any of the responsibility. Right. So, but we do have Mark from the SAC texting in. Mark this morning wants to know, why do libertarians and now the Republican Party ignore the general welfare clause in both the preamble and the body of our Constitution? He's got a lot more on there, but I'm going to kind of just tee that up for you and you can go with it, Matt.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. The Constitution has some very specific requirements and it has some very, very general aspirational discussions of what we are as a nation. And the general welfare, remember, and in the Declaration of Independence and in the public speeches of all of our great early presidents and founding fathers, we all believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We all believe. What does that mean? That's not specific. I mean, pursuit of happiness doesn't mean a guy calls up the government and says, I want a $10 million mansion, give me a title to it tomorrow. That isn't what it means at all. But it means a freedom, free country, general welfare. They should be operating for the general welfare of their constituents and the country. Now, what happens is when you have, and here's a fact that many people may not know, but it really brings it home. Our Constitution almost verbatim is copied by a lot of countries around the world. They look at it and they realize this seems to work for the United States. And all sorts of countries, repressive authoritarian countries, communist countries, others, absolutely, they adopt it. That's our Constitution. Same language that Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and Alexander Hamilton and John Jay and all of the rest of them, Benjamin Franklin, penned. But they don't enforce it. They use tricks around it because they are in bad faith. They're authoritarians. Whether it's on the right or the left, they're authoritarians. And they just say, yeah, there's a provision against searches and seizures without a warrant. But the secret police just go and do whatever they want. And sometimes they may call up a judge and say, that's what I did. And the judge is appointed by Putin or somebody. And he says, good man, good work. I mean, in other words, it's not worth the paper it's written on if it isn't enforced, if it doesn't have spirit, if it doesn't have good faith, if it doesn't have a populace and a political culture and an economic culture where people take it seriously, that we're a government of laws and not a people. And that is the difference between us and authoritarian governments. It's not the words on the paper. So when you say general welfare or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness anywhere, or you say for the good of the people, that kind of thing, in the United States up until Trump, that meant something. There were differences of opinion. The Republican Party might think it improves the general welfare if we limit tax increases to X or we give a tax decrease. And the Democratic Party actually has cut taxes more than the Republicans. I don't know if you knew that. The federal income tax under Dwight Eisenhower was 90%, the highest rate. John Kennedy reduced it to 70%. Ronald Reagan reduced it some more, and it's kept ever since, through the Bushes, Clinton, Obama, lower. The Democrats, the stock market does better under the Democratic Party and the Republican Party historically for the last 120 years. But to get back to general welfare, Mark of the Sack, my friend has sent in the question. It's a nose of wax. You know, Putin is going to say, I'm for the general welfare. You know that? The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is going to say, I'm for the general welfare. Xi of China will say it. Kim Jong-un will say it. Maduro of Venezuela will say it. Everybody will say it, but they don't mean it. Or what they mean is authoritarianism. Trump, yes, there's a constitution. It does say that. You say the Republicans are ignoring it. Why are they doing it? The gerrymandered legislature, many of them know what they're doing, but they just basically tuck their ego and their courage in a sack and put it aside because they want to keep their salaries. They want to keep the status of being in the legislature. And they know that all it's going to take is a Republican donor dumping $500,000 in the Wisconsin Assembly District primary in the Republican Party and have a challenger supported by the donors and Voss lie and say that they're bad on abortion or guns or something and get in. They'll lose their status. They'll lose their status. They'll lose their income. So what do you have? Citizens United has to be gotten rid of? Yes. Gerrymandering has to be gotten rid of? Yes. All that has to happen. But ultimately, people vote and they sit back and they only hear about one candidate, not the other, because one has the money to put it on from a handful of donors. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. So this business about general welfare, don't fall for that. The Republicans will always say they're for general welfare. And Dwight Eisenhower was. And frankly, Lee Dreyfus was. And Tommy Thompson was. But not the present Trump people. No, they're not. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.